Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The advent of generative AI is creating a significant shift in how businesses operate. We all know this. But what I believe is that this is actually promising to revolutionize the development of a lot of new products, the establishment of enterprises, and the inception of industries. Generative AI brings a very innovative edge to all of this. And this is something, you know, we all have seen as this has really come to the, you know, forefront this year specifically. I also believe that its exceptional capability of creating new concepts introduces an entirely new breed of security and privacy challenges that traditional AI didn't have to grapple with. From copyright concerns to data privacy governance, enterprises are being bombarded with questions. So, you know, does the system itself own the rights to future generated data? Companies are asking the question, how do I ensure the proprietary rights of the model and the data it's trained on and its outputs? And more importantly, how do I manage data privacy when using generative AI? So these questions have become very pressing in recent, you know, months and, you know, you could argue years, but honestly, in recent months, this has been a very big question at the forefront. The mounting worries over security flaws and privacy vulnerabilities have forced many enterprises to restrict their use of these advanced tools. You know, we're looking at Samsung and we're looking at JP Morgan Chase, who just straight outright have banned ChatGPT. And yet the advent of confidential computing is providing a very promising solution. Confidential computing offers a new approach to data security. It essentially provides data during processing and ensures the integrity of the code, offering a potential answer to the complex security issues that large language models pose. So this technology is set to empower enterprises to harness the full potential of generative AI without compromising on safety, which is something I personally have had many conversations with venture capitalists and CEOs of enterprises about, right? This is the one big issue that they have with AI. Is they're worried about the security of their data, they're worried about the privacy of it. Generative AI has an unrivaled ability to just consume huge amounts of company data and create, you know, really searchable, intelligent models that can generate fresh ideas. So obviously, this characteristic is very attractive to many, if not most, all corporations, but it also presents challenges. Making it very hard for corporations to maintain control over their data and also stay compliant with evolving regulations. A central priority for businesses must be to protect training data and models. Just encrypting a database or form fields is no longer sufficient like it used to be in the past. Mismanagement of this concentrated knowledge could lead to unintentional weaponization of generative AI for unauthorized purposes, whether that's, you know, against the general public or what corporations are concerned about right now, weaponization against them. Surprisingly, employees are often culprits, feeding confidential business documents and other regulated information into LLMs, right? So that's, I think, one of the big problems with JP Morgan Chase and Samsung. They're worried that their employees are going to feed confidential customer information into ChatGPT or other LLMs, where it could be manually reviewed by an actual person. And, you know, some of that data could get leaked, right? It's not confidential on a service like ChatGPT. So this coupled with compromised models could also result in significant leaks of intellectual property or even content that the company has legal obligations to protect. Gartner reports that 41% of organizations have experienced an AI privacy data breach or security incident, with over half due to data compromised by internal parties. Also, enterprises need to stay in step with evolving privacy regulations when they invest in generative AI. So in sectors like healthcare, AI holds massive potential for improving patient outcomes and efficiency, but accessing and handling large amounts of sensitive patient data while staying compliant remains a very tricky puzzle to solve. And we even see this with companies like OpenAI having different glitches or hacks where essentially content on their platform was made visible. So to untangle this conundrum, as it were, a new security foundation is needed for generative AI, and that is confidential computing, which could provide just that. It essentially encapsulates the entire computation, offering robust protection for the state in which it runs. So confidential computing has been called a security game changer, garnering significant investment from major cloud providers and chip makers. The technology that is swaying the most adamant cloud skeptics could be the secret sauce for generative AI to soar securely. By isolating data and IP from infrastructure owners, confidential computing ensures privacy through encryption even during execution. A potential attacker breaching the infrastructure will find the data, IP, and the code utterly invisible. And this makes it ideal for generative AI, mitigating the security, privacy, and attack risks. Beyond fortifying data security, confidential computing reinforces the integrity of AI models, ensuring that they can't be corrupted by unauthorized access or by malevolent algorithms, which we have seen in the past. This significant boost to the whole reliability of the AI ecosystem is a welcomed outcome for many. It also provides a robust measure for accountability, aiding in regulatory compliance by offering clear proof of protection through encryption of data at all stages. This technology isn't just about security, it's about fostering trust, driving innovation, and unlocking generative AI's transformative potential. Confidential computing can facilitate responsible innovation across sectors, from enabling AI-powered personalized medicine in healthcare to the development of advanced financial models in finance without compromising on privacy and security. In essence, the integration of generative AI and confidential computing is more than just a security upgrade. It's a strategic necessity for an AI-driven future. This powerful combination not only tackles current security and privacy issues, but also paves the way for new opportunities for innovation and growth. Generative AI, underpinned by confidential computing, is primed to reshape industries and economies, catalyze new products and services, and sculpt our digital future. The era of confidential generative AI is here, promising a secure, compliant, and innovative future in the AI-driven world. This is something I'm very excited about. I think it's going to make a big difference in the, you know, in these enterprises integrating AI into them, into their products, into their data sets. I think we're going to see a lot of innovation in AI due to this, and this is something I'll definitely be very excited to follow into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.